KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Starting off with some boys' high school basketball scores from last night. Atlantic beat Lewis Central 46-32. Clarinda faced Shenandoah and won 81-53. East Mills versus Fremont Mills Tabor. East Mills won 47-43. Kemper Catholic Carroll beat out Denison Schleswig 51-39. Lennox Martinsdale St. Mary's game. Lennox won 69-59. And West Central Valley Stewart beat Madrid 49-45. Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett each had a double-double, and the Boston Celtics responded to yet another blow to their lineup with a 97-84 win Friday night over the Orlando Magic, who lost their eighth straight game. Pierce had 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists despite sitting out the fourth quarter. Garnett finished with 14 points and 10 rebounds for the Celtics, who learned early in the day that promising rookie Jared Sullinger will miss the rest of the season following back surgery. The shorthanded Celtics also lost all-star point guard Rajon Rondo this week, yet their third straight and got back to 500 at 23-23. Courtney Lee had 14 points and 5 assists for Boston. Jeff Green scored 17 points. The San Francisco 49ers wrapped up their final practice before the Super Bowl a little early Friday with a walkthrough set for today. Coach Jim Harbaugh got his team off the indoor field at Saints headquarters 15 minutes early, spending a total of 40 fewer minutes practicing this week than during a regular season schedule. The 49ers used crowd noise for offensive and defensive drills because they were playing the Baltimore Ravens on a neutral field Sunday at the Superdome. Harbaugh said starting linebackers Ahmed Brooks and Alden Smith and all others listed on the injury report would be listed as probable. Brooks and Smith were limited for the third straight day with shoulder injuries. Punter Andy Lee hit the ceiling several times and then changed his trajectory. The man who reportedly supplied Ray Lewis with deer antler spray can't confirm the Baltimore Ravens linebacker ever used the stuff. Sports Illustrated reported Tuesday that Lewis sought help from a company called Sports with Alternatives to Steroids, which says its deer antler spray and pills contain a naturally occurring banned product connected to human growth hormone. Mitch Ross spoke for nearly an hour outside the Super Bowl Media Center Friday in a bizarre session that revealed very little about his connection with Lewis. The linebacker has denied ever using the substance. Asked if Lewis had ever tried deer antler spray, Ross said, "I never saw him put it in his mouth." Ross said some Ravens players used his performance chips in the playoffs. Those are not banned by the NFL. The book and hit movie The Blind Side can trace its roots to New Orleans. Fittingly, Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman Michael Orr will play in his first Super Bowl there. New Orleans is where Orr's adoptive father, Sean Tuohy, grew up and went to high school with Blind Side author Michael Lewis. The movie, which depicted the Tuohys' experience as Orr's adoptive family, starred actress Sandra Bullock, who owns a home in New Orleans. For Sean Tuohy and wife Leanne, Super Bowl week provides an additional platform for their foundation's mission to help more kids. It also gives the Tuohys a chance to catch up with Bullock, who played Leanne in the movie, and with whom they'll attend the game. Leanne Tuohy says the actress remains a friend and helps with their charitable work. A short training camp and a lack of preseason games have not done goalies any favors. Playing a position that's much more technical than the other spots on the ice, goalies have been the slowest players to get into a rhythm following the NHL lockout. Though most goalies worked on their games during the lockout, the intensity and traffic in front of them was nothing like what they face in live games. As a result, top-name goalies like Henrik Lundqvist of the New York Rangers, Mike Smith of Phoenix, and Calgary's Mika Kriprasov have struggled to open the season. Through Thursday's games, 21 goalies had save percentages under 90%. Jordan Schroeder scored in a shootout to give the Vancouver Canucks a 2-1 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks on Friday night. Schroeder, who hasn't scored a traditional goal in the regular season, fired a low, hard shot that squeaked through the pads of goalie Corey Crawford. Alex Edler scored in a regulation for the Canucks. Patrick Kane had the lone goal for the Blackhawks, who lost their second straight in a shootout after starting the season with 6 victories. Kyle Palmieri scored 2 goals on his 22nd birthday, breaking a tie early in the third period of the Anaheim Ducks' 3-1 victory over the Minnesota Wild on Friday night. Bobby Ryan had a power play goal and 2 assists, And line mate Teemu Selänne had 3 assists in the Ducks' 4th win in 6 games to start the season. Victor Fast had made 26 saves in his 2nd career victory for Anaheim, which dominated long stretches of play, yet couldn't get comfortable until Ryan's goal with 1:34 to play. Nicklas Backstrom stopped 28 shots for the Wild, who are winless in 3 road games this season. Marco Scandella scored Minnesota's only goal in the first period. A group advocating safer sports says it defies logic that there are far more precautions taken to protect NFL players from head trauma than youth and high school football players. The Sports Legacy Group visited the Super Bowl Media Center Friday to announce it was launching a national initiative to encourage youth and high school football programs to curb or eliminate contact practices during the offseason and to advocate for more practices without pads. Several current and former NFL players are speaking on behalf of SLI's initiative, including Matt Hasselbeck, Kevin Turner, Ted Johnson, Kyle Turley, Hunter Hillenmeyer, and Isaiah Kazevensky. The players say they love football, but want to make it safer for their children and others, and that limiting hits in practice is low-hanging fruit. The New York Yankees have worked out a 1-year contract with designated hitter Travis Hafner yesterday, while the St. Louis Cardinals gave lefty Mark Zepichinski a $1.1 million 1-year deal. The Cincinnati Reds have worked out a 1-year league pact with catcher Miguel Olivo, and the New York Mets have agreed to a minor league contract with outfielder Marlon Byrd, who served a 50-game suspension last season after testing positive in June for a performance-enhancing drug. The death of snowmobile rider Caleb Moore and another accident involving a driverless snowmobile that careened into a fence and injured a spectator at the Winter X Games will trigger a more thorough review of the permit process for next year's event. On Thursday, Moore died from injuries suffered when he flew off his snowmobile, and it rolled over him while he was attempting a backflip. Mike Kramer, a planner for the department that handles special event permits in Aspen, said Friday that ESPN's permit will be reviewed before next year's Winter X Games, as it is every year. Kramer said public safety is the department's first priority, and though it doesn't regulate course design or the sport itself, that could be brought into the discussion during the permitting process. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports. Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.